Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Mike Buchheit joins us on today's program to preview the 7th Annual Red Rock Balloon Fest 5K on Saturday, July 7th. Give our listeners some of the background behind how this event came to be and why it's become so important to some of our area athletics teams.
You bet, Andrew. Originally when this started, Matt Kissinger and the planning team for the Red Rock Balloon Fest came to us and asked, is it possible for us to put together some other activities that would help bring more people out to be a part of the Balloon Festival? And we were looking, as coaches, we were looking for a fundraiser at the time to do something. And it wasn't the first year they did the Balloon Festival, but starting the second year, we did a fundraiser for the broader community here in Marion County. So Knoxville coaches, Pella Christian coaches, and Pella High coaches came together. Originally, it was just Pella High and Knoxville. But now we have three schools in the area that come together with volunteers and participants to be a part of what's become a pretty nice event as part of the Balloon Fest.
What are some of the details about this year's race when it comes to the route and the ways that people can get involved?
Well, one of the things we haven't changed this year is the route. We've had to change it a couple times with the construction around the dam. But again, we're going to start with registration on the North Overlook Beach area. And the run is an out-and-back run on the Volkswagen Trail. The 10K goes off-road for about 3/4 of a mile around the playscape area, and then heads back out on the Volkswagen Trail before doubling back to the beach for a finish. And then after the race, we're again going to do our pancake breakfast, which is free to participants as runners and volunteers, and then anybody else can pay $5 for the breakfast on the beach.
And how can people get involved with this, whether they want to run by themselves or, as you've introduced the past couple of years, there's a bit of a team component behind it as well?
Yeah, you know, we call it a walk run because, you know, there are a fair number of people that do various ways of exercising. We certainly want to promote the recreational use of the lake and the trails. And for some people, running is not a strong interest of theirs. So we certainly encourage both walkers and runners both. But we also do not only individual entries and we do team entries as well. So we do a scoring system that's very similar to what you do at cross-country meets for the high school and collegiate levels. So we score out teams up to 7 runners, walkers or runners, male or female, that are part of the same team. So we give a discounted price to teams. Last year, we had a record number of teams. We had 7 teams between the different groupings. And so that created a different component and different element of fun for the race as well.
Well, and the reason why that's kind of a unique component that comes with this event is because most of the money will be benefiting teams at our various schools, as you've alluded to with the three schools. And there is some great benefit to those programs. What are some of the ways that the Pella Christian and Knoxville athletic programs have been benefited by this race?
You don't have success with the programs without having various inputs to make that all come together. And certainly the financial piece is very important. One of the things we promote is that 49 times the teams of Knoxville, Pella High, Pella Christian have made it to the state level competition. And so the programs have gotten pretty smart about how to use some of these proceeds to help purchase some foods and drinks and stuff during the course of the season to help regenerate and rehydrate the kids, but also just from an equipment standpoint. I know there's been a lot of things done with making sure we prevent injuries by having foam rollers and bags and various other elements, things that have been purchased with med balls for strengthening routines and stuff like that, so that we prevent injuries. So it's been fun watching this grow in the area and seeing the programs grow with success. And in the case of Pella Christian, where I coach, we also let the girls soccer team in the spring benefit from some of the proceeds as well. So if people want to get involved, we certainly would love to see the participants. We've had over 200 runners on particular years participate. We typically see anywhere from 60 to 80 to 90 volunteers that get involved as well. So that allows us to get a lot of people out on the trails and help around the breakfast area and help with registration and handing out water and that sort of thing as well. So if somebody wants to get involved with that, they can go to our website or to Facebook and Google Red Rock Balloon Fest, and you'll find the links to the cross-country fundraiser as well.
You know, obviously they can come on out Saturday, July the 7th, coming up in the morning, and the registration time is all somewhat intentionally timed because I've been there the past couple of years. There's been balloons overhead as you get the races going on. So it's all a part of the Balloon Fest weekend and a great chance to enjoy what Lake Red Rock has to offer.
One of the best parts has been either Friday night when we're setting up for the race on Saturday morning, there's balloons going overhead, or on Saturday morning when the race is going on, we've got registration going on. And as the races have taken off, we've got the hot air balloons overhead gassing up, and it's kind of a cool atmosphere to see that all come together. So that's been a nice component to what's been going on with this good recreational running activity at the same time.
Once again, that was Mike Buchheit previewing the 7th Annual Red Rock Balloon Fest 5K. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.